It was a Monday morning in March, 3 years ago. The husband of Azucena Olivas left home to drive 60 miles to work in a remote area of the Permian Basin. That's the part of West Texas and southeast New Mexico where oil and gas drilling is booming.
He explained to me that they were going to go work on a gas well.
She says her husband, Marcelino, would often come home with bumps and bruises in his 3 years working on drilling rigs. But on this morning, something far worse happened.
So they started working on it, and apparently suddenly it just blew. And
by one account, her husband and his crew were removing a pipe that they thought had been depressurized, but wasn't. It blew up, hurling heavy pieces of metal. A relative called Olivas and told her she needed to get to the company's office.
And that's when they told me that he had an accident and he hadn't made it.
Taken alone, the death of Marcelino Olivas might not have raised particular concern in an industry where the work has long been known as dirty and dangerous. But deaths in the oil and gas fields are not rare. They're becoming all too common. Michael Rivera is a federal safety enforcer in Corpus Christi.
Fatalities have risen, actually, in the past year or so. But the work has risen tremendously.
Rivera says in South Texas alone, 7 well workers died on the job last year. But when compared to the dramatic rise in drilling activity, he says the death rate has actually decreased a bit, but not nearly as much as they'd like. Nationally, oil and gas well workers have been killed at a rate 8 times higher than the average for workers in all occupations, according to the Department of Labor.
You know, what is it about this industry that makes it high risk?
Ryan Hill and a team of federal safety researchers found what seems to be a recipe for danger. Drilling and maintaining wells means working long shifts in the worst of weather, using big machinery to move heavy pipe. And now,
during times of high demand like today, a lot of new workers are brought into the industry, and these are workers that may not have any experience in the oil field.
Inexperienced workers who may be unfamiliar with the dangers and less willing to speak up when asked to do something risky.
You know, there's an attitude of get her done, hurry up, time is money, and that pressure is constant on every job.
Kevin Glasheen is a lawyer in Lubbock who's been suing drilling companies on behalf of workers and their families, including the widow we talked to. I asked him what he thought of federal safety regulations.
I don't think they're very effective ultimately because these companies are going to ultimately out-lawyer OSHA.
OSHA, the federal safety agency, disagrees but does concede enforcement only goes so far. It says one new approach showing promise started in South Texas. OSHA is working with Rick Ingram, a safety specialist with oil giant BP.
Instead of running from the regulator, we're actually embracing them as partners.
Ingram helped create a network of oil and gas drillers. They all meet monthly with federal regulators to share information to reduce accidents. Slowly, he says, it has started to change the culture in a rough business, giving workers and crew chiefs more confidence to voice concerns when they're being asked to do something unsafe.
Is it perfect? Heck no. Are we heading in the right direction? Absolutely.
So far, Ingram and OSHA say there's no hard evidence showing an effect, but they are hopeful the new approach will eventually mean fewer workers will lose their lives getting oil and gas out of the ground. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.